you have?
Well, I want to welcome Sarah Butler to upcoming Discs, where I just watched last night your new film coming out in Anchor Bay next Tuesday, the 28th, Free Fall.
Awesome.
Well, I have to tell you, the first question is obvious when you see a film like that. I have to tell you, the big surprise to me, you look at the synopsis, you look at the information in the film and the cover art and such, and it looks to be one of these kind of really claustrophobic, kind of intimate, you know, small set piece type film, and that is true. It is kind of a claustrophobic film, but what I was taken with was how physical your part is, even given the limited space that you had. It was an incredibly physical part. I got to wonder how you prepared for that and whether it surprised you that the part would be so physical.
Well, thanks for noticing, Gino. That was one of the biggest draws for me, because I have long thought that action films would be a good path for me in my career.
Yeah.
I'm a very athletic girl. I've always enjoyed doing my own stunts. And when Malik Khad asked me to do this part, and he said, you know, we're going to have a trainer for you, you're going to learn martial arts, and you're going to be doing as much of your own stunt fighting as you're willing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just beside myself with excitement, because I love this stuff. So, yeah, they actually got an incredible stunt coordinator, Phil Tan, who's worked, I mean, he's basically like Jackie Chan's stunt double. He's fought Jackie Chan in multiple movies. He's been Jackie Chan's stunt double. He trained, like, everyone. I mean, Angelina Jolie for Lara Croft. Like, his resume is insane.
Yeah, he's been in the business forever.
Oh, my God. He's been around forever. He's great. I mean, we got along so well. And we decided to start working early because, honestly, on a film like this, you really only get a couple of weeks of preparation, but if you really want to take this kind of thing seriously, like Phil was telling me on these bigger budget studio films, he gets to train these people for like 4 months before
right.
they start shooting. And, or like 9 months in the case of Angelina Jolie, she trained
right.
for 9 months. I mean, I can imagine what kind of shape I'd be in, because after a month working with Phil before the movie
mm-hmm.
and doing a bit of a diet,
yeah.
I was ripped. I mean, all my friends were scared of me. I started, like, looking around, like, I was, you know, I'd be at the, and, like, you know, someone would give me attitude out at the bar, and I'd, like,
yeah.
just shake my head at them because I knew I could kick their ass. I didn't have to do it because I knew I could.
There you go.
I was, like, I would come over with the right hook, and I'd give them, like, a left jab, and I'd bring the knee up. I had it all planned out.
Well, yeah, and I could see, in that beginning one where you're just sparring with the boyfriend, you know, it looks like some of them kicks up there. Looks like you're trying to head to some sensitive area there.
Yeah, you know, we have our relationship in the film is a little bit of a love-hate situation, but
right.
I assure you, I play fair. In real life and in the movies, I would never do that on purpose. However, if things get a little too excited, if I get a little too excited, it could happen on accident. But
well, now what about for you?
Trust me a little bit.
What about for you? Any injuries? Any scars that you took away from this?
Yeah, actually, I did. I had an injury when we were doing the very last fight sequence, which I don't want to give too much away.
Sure.
No spoilers, but I'm sure you know the one I'm referring
yes,
to.
Yes, I do.
End of the film. And we were in the, you know, on set, and I was doing we had the whole choreographed thing, you know, we knew what move had to go here and there, and it was all very controlled, you know. That's
right.
The thing about stunt fighting is that you make it look wild, but you
right.
know exactly what's going to happen, and what's
sure.
the range of motion, and where you need to stop, and
right.
everything. Well, like I said, when I get a little too excited, I forget those little rules, and I followed through too far with a left backhand.
Yeah.
So I swung the back of my hand right into a ladder that was bolted onto the wall.
Mm.
And I actually had it x-rayed a week later because it still, the swelling had not gone down a week later.
Wow.
And it was fine. No breaks, which was incredible because
right.
you would have thought by the size and color of my hand
mm-hmm.
that it was definitely something really bad going on in there. But it healed up, but I do have, like, still, I was just trying Malik the other day, because I saw him the other day, and I was like, here,
mm-hmm.
feel my hand right here. I can still feel a little bump where I did it.
Yeah.
Over a year ago.
But it's kind of a badge of honor, though, isn't it?
It was worth it.
Yeah.
I would do it again.
Well, and not just fighting stunts, but you do some, you know, running down stairs in heels, some swinging around on cables and such like that. Now, how much of that did you get to really do?
As much as they would let me.
Yeah.
You know, I love to do it, but obviously, for insurance reasons,
sure,
they can't allow me to do everything.
Yeah.
So, I had an awesome stunt double who is like a world-class gymnast, and
mm-hmm.
she did all the sorts of, like, swinging around on a cable and doing a high kick, and yeah, she made me look really good, but
yeah.
I think I'm really happy with how the fight sequences turned out. Between the fact that I was able to train more, and then
mm-hmm.
just, like, again, so with his
sure.
his work coordinating it, and then also he was in charge of that
mm-hmm.
camera, so he knew how to make it all come together, and it's pretty cool. I mean, I love to see it. I'm totally excited about it.
Yeah.
I'll just do basically anything that they'll let me.
Well,
not everything.
Well,
definitely
that's great. Yeah, no, that sounds great. And then the opposite happens in this movie as well. You've got those action scenes, but you also have these moments where you're alone, basically in a very small enclosed, you know, room with this elevator, which is the major set piece here. And a lot of times you're by yourself. You know, you're reacting to people off screen that are not with you. I got to ask you. So where did you get the emotional motivation to do that? To be just basically by yourself in this small room and react to these terrifying things going on around you?
Well, I have to give some credit to D.B. Sweeney because
yeah.
even when he wasn't required to be on set when I was filming things like that, he would come in and he would stand out of my line of sight, but he would
mm-hmm.
deliver his lines. It's like, say we were talking through the intercom,
yeah.
he would be there and doing his lines for me, even if they had told him he didn't have to. So he's a real team player when it comes to that kind of thing, and that really does help a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you know, that is my job. So
sure.
I have to just make it real as much
mm-hmm.
as possible. And so I just did my best. You know, if you have any ounce of claustrophobia in you at all, then you can imagine getting like shot at and
right.
you know, running into an elevator and then getting stuck and, you know, the lights going out and knowing that there's a killer out there. I mean, it is scary.
Yeah.
That was, you know, they were so creative with the way that they shot the film as well.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of making it seem like more dynamic, even
yeah.
though we did just have this little 12 by 12 room
sure.
that we were sure, even less than that, I'd say maybe like 10 by 10 or 8 by 8. It was, we had to be creative
right.
in every department to make that interesting, and I feel really lucky that we managed to pull that off. Thank you for saying
yeah.
so.
So how long were you stuck in that room throughout the shoot?
To be honest, it didn't even seem that long. I want to say like a week we were shooting in the actual elevator.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe only a couple days where it was just me in the elevator and I wasn't even saying anything. I was just,
right.
you know, sitting there dejected or trying to climb up something. Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
those were like the less exciting days for me. No one to play with. But it wasn't too bad. No,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't. We actually, there was a lot in the AT&T building that was fun in downtown LA. That's where we shot the office.
Right.
They built a beautiful set there with all this glass, and that was fun because then we had like Ian Gomez and Sia
mm-hmm.
Rubley, who plays my friend.
Right.
She and I got along really well, and so we started out there. Then we kind of went onto the lot, and they had built that elevator and also an elevator shaft outside
right.
the building that's like, I don't even know how tall it is. It's huge. I mean, that's
yeah.
where we did all the stunts and all that. It was so much fun. And then we had a couple days at the very end where we were like, you know, my house, and
mm-hmm.
we went on a sailboat.
Yeah, the sailboat. Yeah. That had to have been fun. That must have been a nice little payoff.
Right? Everyone thinks so, but I'm going to tell you a little secret right
okay.
now. It was miserable.
Oh, no.
It was miserable. Everyone thought it was going to be so great, and all the crew were trying to convince the producers and director that they were needed on the sailboat. You know, like, are you sure you don't need 3 makeup artists? Because I think you do. You know, and they eventually only let like 6 people on the sailboat. Then we had a follow boat that was larger and it had a camera. It had you know, a second camera and it had. You know, the cinematographer and a lot of other people climbed on board there thinking it was going to be great. But you know what?
What?
It's rough out there. And a lot of people get motion sickness but don't realize that they're going to get it until they're out there. And then you're stuck. And we couldn't afford the time to draw people back off, so people just had to deal. And it was difficult. And it was freezing. It was so cold. You would have never guessed. We're shooting in the middle of summer, but the wind is really, really cold. So that was, ironically, probably the most difficult day of shooting of the entire thing. Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Well, what attracted you to the role when you first got a look at it? What made you decide you wanted to join into this thing?
Oh, I was super excited right off the bat. Kevin Kasha from Anchor Bay actually recommended me to Malik.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Kevin. He's kind of been a self-appointed mentor in my life, and I trust him, and I appreciate everything that he, all the insights that he gives me about my career and opportunities that he gives me. So when I got the call that Kevin had recommended me, and I already knew it was going to be something cool, and I was very honored. But then I went and talked to Malik about it. I read the script, and I went and talked to Malik, and I was just, the fact that it was an action film, something that I've always thought would be good for me to get into, being athletic and kind of a tough girl, in a way, a little bit of a tomboy, I was super excited about that and the opportunity to train and show that side of my capabilities, because, you know, it's a good genre to get into. You can become very successful in action films, and I think it's a good niche for me. But you know, then the opportunity to work with Malik, and we hit it off in the meeting. And I just knew that I was going to be able to be free to do what I needed on set. And so things just kept getting better and better. Once I signed on, and then I found out that we had G.B. Sweeney and Malcolm McDowell and, you know, all the other co-stars that I worked with were impressive to me, and I just, you know, I still am kind of amazed, and my mind is blown when I think about the fact that people give me the leading role in their films and entrust that to me. It's still a huge thrill for me. So, if you're, you know, if somebody calls and offers me that, it's always very exciting. I can find something redeeming in anything. Luckily, I didn't have to look far with this film. There was tons of great things about it.
Well, we only have a couple minutes, but I'd be remiss if I didn't at least ask you to give me your thoughts on "I Spit on Your Grave." That's you know, that's a film that you're well known for, the remake there, and what that was like.
Well, that was what boosted my career. That's what created my career for me and gave me the opportunity to move forward and do projects that I'm doing now.
Yeah.
So I'm immensely grateful for the experience doing that. I that was an epic role. Just to be able to play that part
must have been difficult.
I didn't realize how lucky I was right away, but I know now that pretty much any actor would die to play a role like that. And on top of that, we were working with an incredible crew.
Yeah.
Stephen O. Monroe, I love, actually love this person. And still am very close and trust him so much. I think he's so good at what he does. And I know we're going to work together again. We've been trying to make it happen for a few years. The other guys in there, still really great friends. I am so happy that I took that leap and did that film because I wasn't going to at first.
Wow. And, I think everybody's glad you did.
But thanks. Yeah, thank you.
Well, I think they're going to cut us off here anytime. I want to thank you for taking the time to speak with us. Remind people that Free Fall is coming out next Tuesday on Blu-ray and DVD from Anchor Bay. And also to say hope we see you in something else pretty soon.
Thank you so much, Gene. know, it was really nice talking to you.
All right, you take care.
Okay. All right, bye. Bye-bye.